Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the Some of You Show. My name is Alisa.
My name is, I'm glad I woke up. Oh, my Jesus. Happy Independence Day.
Happy Independence Day.
You can take
and
that
for
so many
everybody
ways.
Else, happy 4th of July.
Yeah, right. Shut up. Happy 4th of July. I've been having this weeks and weeks, if not the past month or so, this sleep pattern of I can fall asleep and then 2-3 hours later, I'm up.
Mm.
And it's just going on and on, and I'm making coffee as we speak, going on and on. No, I am. I got the K-cups in. It's good.
I hear you.
No, going on and on and on. And I woke up several times between going to bed and this morning. I can always tell if it's before 5 o'clock because it's still dark. So it's probably like 4 and change. And then I woke up again at like 6. And the alarm went. And then I went back to sleep. And then the alarm went off at 7:30 because I usually give. If I, you know, my youngest is off from school, so this is summer vacation, so I'm not on that other schedule. And I don't remember shutting off the alarm, and then I was having some funky dreams.
Ooh.
Which I don't even remember. I'm going to block them out. Anyway, blocking them out, making a choice, blocking them out, and at... I woke up and the clock said 8:26. I'm like, oh, I got a show. Mama got a show to do. And here I am. I'm sloppy, but I'm here. Oh, I guess you grab some water. All right, go ahead, keep going. Yeah. So, sloppy, but I'm here.
So glad you're here. It's all good. I've been dreaming a lot, too. I'm visiting my folks in South Carolina.
Yeah.
And so it's, as soon as I, even if I take a nap, I'm like, I'm dreaming. So I get you. And I woke up early this morning because I wanted to go walk on the beach. And I woke up like 6 o'clock or whatever, and it's like, it's raining outside.
Oh, my God.
Like, no, man, the one day I wake up early.
The one that you're up, you're perky, you're fresh, you're ready. And damn.
And then I like lay around in bed and I 40 minutes later, I get up and it's sunny. I'm like, okay. Well, I'm going to go.
I'm impressed with that. Okay. Well, all right. Okay. Love attraction. Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Well, all righty then. Well, you took such a beautiful, like I knew you were with your parents because you took such a beautiful photograph of this arrangement. I'm like, is she a gay decorator? This arrangement of what happened? This arrangement of shells that you collected. And I'm like, oh, she's seeing her. Oh, she's walking. She's doing her walks on the beach. Good for her. But so pretty.
Yeah, thank you.
There's like 100 shells in that picture, though.
They're small. They're all tiny shells. But,
beautiful. Beautiful. I'm like, oh, she's a decorator. Very nice.
My inner gay interior decorator comes out.
We'll call you.
Put the shells together.
Mr. Phyllis.
Mr. Phyllis. So, yeah, that's been how it's been because it's not like I'm walking very far, but I'm spending time, like, looking at the shore and, you know, just traipsing about in the water and then picking
so
up shells.
Sweet. Oh, it's so great.
So, I love it.
No, it's you could see the love in the photograph. So beautiful.
And
my God.
Parents have been picking up stuff too. So and they're like, here. So they said, oh no, these are all yours. I'm like, what do you mean? I'm like, oh yeah, we're just they want something to do while they're walking too. So they're picking up shelves, and they're coming over. Is this okay? Like I have to inspect them. Like, oh,
yes, you're the shell monger.
I know. throw that back in the ocean.
That's so sweet. How dare you? My eyes.
Remove these from my sight.
Oh, right, right, right. So darken my doorway. There was a doorway.
So
you darken
though.
It. So anyway.
Yeah, there were a doorway.
I should apologize, actually, for anything that's
why?
About to come out of my mouth. I'm sorry.
The disclaimer for the show.
For what? For anything I'm about to say the next, you know. I can't even do the math, like how much time we have left. Okay, 55 minutes. I can't even do the math. I feel like I'm hungover.
Well, to save you.
Save me.
Do
we have a call?
We do have a call.
Okay, good.
It's been in the queue since before I even got on. So
oh, Lord have mercy.
Let's.
Caller, forgive me.
Let's
I apologize,
take a little
caller.
Segue.
Okay.
But then we'll get back. Then we'll get back to crazy conversation that we'll have about dreams. Because I had some dreams too. Okay.
Or God knows what else. Okay.
Oh, Lord. Erica 212, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
Hi, good. 212. Are you calling from Manhattan?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. City. Yep.
Right. Because you're my homeboy. Okay.
Oh, okay.
No, it's so refreshing. That's wonderful. So welcome to. Yay. So.
Yay.
Yeah. He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, bitch. Just, I got a question. It's like, can you just stop with the, like, it's 4th of July. I'm caught. It's early. Like, just. Let me just break it down and like look. I got up 4 minutes before the show, so like I'm all bugged out. I'm like I'm going to drink the coffee and I will give you my full attention. So you, I know that you're a first time caller.
Yeah.
I would remember. I totally would remember the 212. I think it's the first time we've been doing the show for almost 7 years.
Oh,
we've
okay.
had 646, but we never had no 212. We've had 718, 347,
that's
but we've
true.
Never had no
that's
212.
True.
And 212 is special to a native New Yorker like myself because that used to we only used to have one area code,
right,
and then like
right,
now we have like
exactly.
a thousand back in the day. All right, my friend.
Yeah.
All right. So can we have your first name, please? Is that okay?
Yeah, it's Bryn, B-R-Y-N.
Hi,
Bryn.
Okay,
Hi.
And the other thing is we do this with all the listeners because I'm gonna just actually get myself all about you. And get myself grounded. What helps me, because on this show, I read energy,
okay.
and Lisa does everything else. No, she does. She does that, and no, she's amazing. She also has a wonderful facility with numerology. So everything is optional. But the first thing that we do request is that I just need permission just to connect your energy field. Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay. And then the That's other fine. Thing, completely optional. If you would provide your date of birth, month,
yeah.
and day only.
Yeah. Should I do that now?
Yes, please.
Okay, it's July 3rd, 1956.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
So happy birthday yesterday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday yesterday. What's going on? What do you need today?
I just feel confronted with a lot of fears in my life, and fear of failure, fear of moving forward, and just trying to figure out how to get through those things.
Mm-hmm. How to navigate through that.
Yeah, and I don't know what you pick up about my energy
okay.
as you tune into it.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is, because Alisa... has you just entered a personal year, which Elisa is going to touch on a little bit, and I'm going to just connect to you and see what comes in, and then she'll switch back to me.
All right.
Okay.
Well, yeah, happy birthday. Looks like you entered a number, I want to say a number one personal year, but I think it's actually a number two personal year.
Okay.
Yeah. Because it's 2017, so that's what we're looking at. Yeah, it's number two. So, you know, it's the very almost the very beginning of a new cycle of 9 years for your life. So, a lot of times, people who are still in the beginning stages, there's understandably a feeling of overwhelm, especially if you just ended the cycle of 9 years, like a couple years ago, a year and a half ago. And you're like, oh, you know, anytime there's an ending,
yeah.
there's a combination of relief and fear. You know, especially if that period of the ending was really hard, and a lot of stuff happened that you're still trying to sort through. So yeah. you have as much time as you need. It's totally on your own time frame. But you asking these questions helps, because you're wanting to move through, and I get that. I understand the feeling of like I said, overwhelm and then fear, but knowing you need to move forward. It doesn't matter what personal year you're in. When you feel that, you know something's got to happen, and you wish you had more control over it. And in many ways, you do. A lot of times, when there's this fear, in the scope of say the numbers and the personal year, personal energy that's coming from that, it's usually because there's a lot of different opportunities or choices, and sometimes you can get overwhelmed by picking what you would think is the right one, especially when you want it to be so good, but you have too many choices.
Right.
So you kind of have an idea, but it's hard to narrow it down. And it's interesting to try to sort through it, especially if you've already got a lot of stuff going on inside, then making choices. You start to doubt yourself.
Mm.
You know, you doubt whatever is happening. You're doubting your ability to just to take a step, even if it's a step. It's like a small step, but even that means you're moving forward. So
right.
Don't discount those little steps, because sometimes it's not. We don't always get to see it as from the bigger picture. Like, oh, that's so tiny. Like I just moved over a moment. But even in that, if you can feel a little bit of relief, like I made that decision and I'm committed to the next step, then it's a process. And that at least gets you out of staying in the same place. Even if it mm-hmm. seems like I'm still in the same area, but you know what? You're moving towards something. And that's what you have to kind of focus on, to at least get the momentum going, because as far as energy goes, I feel like it's that feeling of just being stuck, like you're just sitting and waiting, but you know that's not really what you want to do.
Yeah.
So something along the way, probably a few things, has made you doubt yourself, and so you're just staying safe. And by staying still, you think you're staying safe, but you also feel it's very stagnant.
Right.
So, yeah. So, you know, a lot of times stuff happens to get you to move, and it's usually not what you would choose. But then you haven't chosen anything yet, so that's why these things kind of move you along. So, what seems like an inconvenience, or maybe something that seems, you know, hard, it ends up being a blessing in disguise. So, just I probably will leave it to Liz to get to some of the inner stuff, in terms of the work, you know, to do, but a lot of it is just celebrating or just recognizing, even if you don't feel like celebrating, recognizing when you're at least taking that step in that right direction, and it's enough. You know, it's enough if you could feel a little bit of relief. It's enough if you can notice that you've done something and you're not exactly where you were before. So don't criticize,
right.
Oh, it's only like 2 millimeters or whatever. You know, just go. Just keep going, because eventually that motion really moves. That's the whole point, is that you got to keep moving to move forward.
Mm-hmm.
If you stop, you got to acknowledge that you stopped and it's temporary, and you
right.
can keep moving when you're ready to move on.
Okay,
darling. Well, my goodness. So I don't know if any of this is going to make sense, because basically when I connect to a listener's energy, images come in.
Mm-hmm.
And I just try my best to get out of the way and relay them as purely as possible, and see if any of it makes sense. Sometimes it will make sense after the fact, so
right.
You just remember them if you choose to. So it's very interesting. Is the first thing that I wrote is resistance equals suffering.
Mm-hmm.
So there's something going on, or just a general. Kind of like Elisa, to dovetail on what Elisa was saying, that pervasive feeling almost, you have to be careful, and I know I've done the same thing in my own experience, where all of a sudden suffering becomes a lifestyle. It's like, oh, yes, you know, it's a lifestyle choice, I'm suffering. And it becomes almost a new normal. Mm. And I, not that I'm going to get too into it now because this is about you, but I literally had been in a very chronic, very painful situation, which is far from over, but I literally just got some relief from it as of Sunday at 12 noon.
Oh, that's great.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So
as of Sunday of 12 noon, so I can really taste what I'm about to, what I'm telling you, that the, to take what everything that Elisa said, but to also, and it's difficult. What I'm saying sounds easy, and it so isn't. But to just be mindful of recognizing resistance, not putting yourself down for it, but to acknowledge and recognize, like, oh, my God, I'm resisting. Like, it could be as simple as, oh, my shoulders are up to my ears. Oh, okay, let me just lower them.
Mm-hmm.
That's progress. So kind of in line with what she was saying, and not to get on yourself for resisting, but to praise yourself like, oh, I'm self-aware. I just recognize I'm resisting. What can I do to shift that?
Right.
And that's how I progress into this life because, you know, whether this is good news, bad news, or indifferent news, as long as there's breath, there's possibility. And for whatever reason, you're still got breath, you still got a mind, you know.
Yeah.
So for whatever reason, they're there, like the unmolded clay waiting for the hands of the brilliant master.
Right.
Or waiting for the preschooler because Source could care less. The only person who cares that's going to judge is you.
Right.
So instead of even judging your resistance, acknowledging it, and then it's an opportunity. It's the only way. This suffering and this resistance is the only way to get your attention so that you can taste it. You don't like this anymore. You're calling these two crazy chicks on 4th of July, 212, hello. You're calling us. There's a reason.
Hmm.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's the first thing. Now, some other stuff came in. Is there any? Was there any connection with a maternal grandmother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
don't
definitely.
Say anything.
Shit.
Okay. Okay. Now, what I also got, and I don't know if it's this person, so this is why I kind of want you to receive it and then help me along the way, but let me just let me just tell you what I picked up. So I got a maternal grandmother, and then I also got, I don't know if it's connected, is there any German in your culture or any connection with the German culture or any, not ties, but any influence by Germany or what had happened, the terrible heinous activities that took place in Nazi Germany. Any sort of connection to that?
My grandmother was in the period where they went through World War II.
Okay, so then that was something that they talked about. Hello?
Yeah, in England and all that.
Okay, so there's a European, so they were European?
She's from Wales, Welsh.
Okay, so there's something, that... So it was that time, okay, so that would be the news of the day. So at that time, there must have been some sort of, and you may not even know this, but maybe you can ask a family member, maybe you do know, but there must have been some kind of, and you can think about it too, like in today's terms, we're going to be passionate about homelessness, we're going to be passionate about politics, whatever. So there was something that was important or significant or relevant to her tied to that time and tied to that era, because I wrote down Nazi Germany, but that there was a connection. I didn't think she was specifically from there, but there was some sort of influence, something there. So
well,
I'll leave.
Well, certainly, it was certainly like impressed, it put an impression on their lives because they went through it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So that affected her, and sometimes it can affect how you raise your children, like how your mother was raised. It could have some sort of influence of some sort or another. The other thing was, I don't know if it's connected to this maternal grandmother, perhaps, but also I got a weakening of the lungs or trouble breathing. I don't know if it's toward the end, or I don't know if there's smoking involved or was smoking, but something with the lungs.
Well, my father had pneumonia.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah.
And he was
in World War II.
Thank you. Okay, so there you go. Thank you. Okay, so tied to that. And then I don't know where this lands, or this is part of like a buried family thing. I don't know, but suicide or suicidal thoughts. I don't know that. I don't know if that's something that's been lingering with you. I don't really think so, but
that comes and goes. I get what's the point sometimes?
Sure. So it kind of shows up, but it's not like you're going to go down the rabbit hole. See, I hear the sirens. Babe, what neighborhood are you in?
I'm on 17th Street and 3rd Avenue.
Oh, honey,
oh my God.
I'm going to my friend's house on 18th between 1st and 2nd to see the fireworks.
Right.
Yeah, I live on the west side. I live in Chelsea. Okay, cool. Yes. Okay, we'll probably end up at the same party later. Okay, so anyway, I didn't really feel that lingered with you so much, but I don't know if there, and perhaps you could check with the relative, if there was some sort of incidents or something involving suicide. I wrote suicide or suicidal thoughts, but I didn't really feel that it was so prevalent with you. But of course, who hasn't dabbled with that in their lifetime? You know, just like a passing, that's life as being human. And then the last thing I wrote down, Bryn, was, and I don't know what this means at all, like a very old school vintage kind of gingham pattern, like what you would see on like a picnic tablecloth, or like the gingham that Dorothy wore in her dress, but it was blue gingham. But just like the traditional gingham pattern, but it didn't feel contemporary, felt from another time. I don't know if that's something that connected to your grandparents or whatever.
I don't know.
Yeah. So just file that. It might mean something later. So very interesting.
Yeah.
So what I would say sometimes you kind of confirmed that these impressions I got are landing, and usually when it's a couple things, if it's somebody who's passed, then, and I didn't ask you to define the relationship, you don't have to, with your maternal grandmother. The fact that you just confirmed it is enough for me.
Yeah.
But whatever that represents, well, two things. One, she's with you, so acknowledge her.
Right.
Okay. I feel like there was a name, whatever special name that you have for her, that's the name to call her by in your meditation, your prayer, whatever. But she really wants to support you.
And I know.
Tell me.
I feel that. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So good. So you don't know me from a can of paint. So receive that she found a way to really get through. It's like she's saying, it's almost like she's knocking on your head like it's wood, like, hello, like, I really want to get through to him, and he doesn't trust himself, so I know she's not Jewish, but I'm getting like that, like if he doesn't trust himself, how can he trust me? Like, because I'm getting sort of like that old school, you know, so she's around, but you got to let her in.
Okay.
You got to let her in. And then she also wants, how cute, she wants you to eat like something, like, I don't know, something about your diet, like, she wants you to eat like a hearty stew, like a goulash or something, like I'm getting like that traditional, something hearty, like she just eats something, like just something comfort food, so whatever that means to you. Was, I don't know if there's something that she would make you in the past, or when you were, whatever that means to you. That's going to be a portal of sorts for you to get to, you know what, you just got a little derailed. It happens. It really is as bad as you think it is, sweetheart. But if you let her help you, and if you start doing small acts of kindness toward yourself, okay, what Elisa was saying, you know, to recognize the 2 millimeters of progress is progress.
Remember
what I said, if there's breath, there's possibility. And also to create a portal of self-love, because what your soul is crying out to be loved by yourself.
Right.
It wasn't like the love of growing up and this happened to me and that happened, or a lover or someone passed or who, not. It's none of that. You have survived, and you don't have to get into it. But what I picked up, you've been sort of like a quiet witness to a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
A quiet witness to a lot of stuff. But just because you were in your grace as a quiet witness doesn't mean you're going to distort that in your mind and feel like you didn't do enough, which is why you're beating yourself up, because that's a distortion of the truth. You're distorting the truth. So you need, according to your grandmother, you need to find ways to nourish and love yourself, and that's a portal. And let her help you, because in your... go in New York, it's like you go outside to get a cup of coffee. It's an adventure. Like in your just walking around, you're gonna walk around Irving Place, or you're gonna go get some wine at Trader Joe's, or you're gonna go by Gramercy Park, or see, because
you know the neighborhood.
You know how I do. So when you're doing a peruse, okay, and it could be so delightful. You know, once the annoying tourists aren't like blocking you when you're trying to cross the street. When you're doing your travels, just notice the small things.
Okay.
And allow her to come in and start communicating with her, and just acknowledging, because it's, the veil is barely, it's so paper thin.
Right.
But it only becomes lucid and permeable when you... because there's no more powerful law than the law of free will. So when you will for her to come in and to help you, and you will for that veil to really just be dropped, then you can see all the signs and things that she's been trying to show you to get your attention. And to be on a path of self-love and self-discovery. The last thing I'm going to say is I would suggest that you download the show, because Elisa and I said quite a bit here.
Yeah.
And that you not only listen to us, but you listen to, and you connect sort of to your energy, and to see that this is such an opportunity for you to shift and pivot. It's just slightly off the rails. It's easy.
Right.
It's easy.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you're of sound mind and body. So,
you really are.
And life is beautiful. So let your grandmother show you and remind you how beautiful life is. And we're on twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30, you know, Eastern time. So feel free to follow up and give us an update. That would be amazing.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, honey. Thanks for calling.
Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.
Take care.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He helped me sober up. I mean, not that I was hungover, but I was so, like, drunk with, like, oh, my God, I got 4 minutes. Oh, my God. That he kind of really helped me. So, Gene, you helped. Not Gene. Bryn. You helped me, you know, get into my body and get into my connection and all of that. So,
yeah. Wow.
What a sweet man. And I.
Yeah.
We've never gotten to one, too. Never. So that makes me happy. He's right across town from me.
Yeah.
Well, you always have all these people from Atlanta saying, oh, yeah, I know you, and I recognize that number, and that's a sweet tea, and I'm going to just spit a spell, and I'm fixing to do this. And I'm like, okay, fix, like, how about a New Yorker fix to call me? Hello. And we've gotten people in the Brooklyn and Bronx, their cell phone number, no 212. The old school 212.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you, Bryn, for, you know, lightening the load here, and letting Liz connect with her New York people, her people. It's very important.
Yes. Thank you, darling. Wow. That was great, though. That was great, because that just put me all back in my, because I was like, I wasn't in my body. I was like, oh, my God. I've never got on for a show with less than 4 minutes. And I was, and then there was 40, and the countdown was like, you have 41 seconds. I'm like, damn. Thank God the kids are asleep.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we do have another hand raised.
Just put me to work. Okay. put us both to work, people. No, I'm happy. All right, let's do it.
Here we go. This is area code 510. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. Yes, this is Camille in California.
Oh my goodness, Camille. We've spoken with you before.
It's been a long time ago.
Yeah, so because it's been a long time, just for a little energetic reset, Camille, just asking for permission to reconnect to your energy, please.
Yes.
All right, Darlene. So what's going on?
Okay. Well, my five and a half year old daughter and I, we are looking for a new home.
She's five and a half now?
Yes.
Stop it.
We're
wow.
about to start kindergarten.
Stop it. I remember you like, I just had a baby. We're like, what?
Yeah.
You're like, no, hi, I didn't know. It's like she's on that show. I didn't know I was pregnant. Boom.
Yeah.
Five and a half.
Yeah, I don't know the time. I don't know.
I know. Okay, girl. Okay,
okay,
California. She girlfriend's about to start kindergarten. Five and a half. All right, go, Mom. Go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah. So we are looking. I need some energy about finding a new home.
Okay.
Preferably in this same little city.
School district. I'm not the realtor. I'm just saying that you want to be in the city because of the school district. I'm like, so how many bedrooms? How many baths? I mean, okay.
Yeah, something like that. And you know, we've made a lot of good friends at her little.
Got it. Because that's so important too.
Yeah.
Answered that, Camille. The socialization for the kids, that's everything. And before she becomes addicted to technology, like my kids. Let her, talk to people, look them in the face, and go out and play and know what that is. Oh, is that like that movie, go out and play? No, it's what you do. Go out and play. So that's really important. So what's the question to us? So what do we pick up on this transition? Because you said it was interesting. Let me just zero in on something, Camille. Because you said, I need energy. Now, I could take that literally and feel like you're lacking energy, but I'm thinking you just wanted but you have to be mindful of your language, okay, because source doesn't know the difference, or that you wanted to see what our energetic take was on this transition,
I'd like to see your energetic take on this transition.
Okay, so that's good that you rephrased it, because to say that you need energy is implying that you lack energy.
Okay.
And we want to make sure that there's no unconscious ways of putting things that aren't necessarily there, or you don't necessarily want, or you don't have to add on to just the day-to-day of being, you know, a mom of a five-and-a-half-year-old. Like, that's enough. So I just want to point that out to you. I'm feeling like I'm feeling like it's looking good, but there's some sort of obstacle, but it's not as bad as it's going to present. There's some sort of obstacle, and I'm feeling that take care of your throat and be very aware of your communication, because, you know, when we are putting the kids first, that's, you know, we do for them what we would never do for ourselves. That's just adaptation and evolution. That's just wired into a mindful mom. So that's your motivation. If it was just for you, you probably wouldn't even think twice. But you're so motivated. But just know your daughter, you're not letting anybody down, number one. But there's something with communication that keeps coming up, and to be careful and to take care of your throat so that you don't have any. I don't think you have it yet or whatever, but I'm just feeling like be mindful and protect your throat or your sinus or whatever. I don't know if there's allergies or anything going on, but yes. Okay. Good. So you confirm that. So protect that when you are doing whatever it is that you've been doing to maintain it and to take care of yourself, take that a little bit further, like a meditation, that you are fortifying your communication centers. So, something's very tied into to communication. I don't know if communication is an industry or literal communication, because I'm getting a tenderness in my throat, so that's telling me to tell you. Also, the color blue, that cerulean blue or sky blue or turquoise blue, for some reason that color is going to help you. Don't ask me why. It's just what's coming in. Yeah, so I think it's going to work out, but it's not going to be as quick or as easy as you'd like, but it's not going to be that crazy. And talk to people.
Interesting.
Talk
yeah.
to people, and maybe you feel, I don't know, or do you feel that it's in your nature that you don't automatically, because I'm the same way too, you'd rather do for yourself than ask for help?
Well, that's, you know, kind of how I was raised, to do for self.
Yeah.
So
that's the thing to sort of release.
Right.
Yeah, because it's clouding your focus, and maybe that's where this, maybe that's why I'm getting so much about the throat and communication, because it's still unconsciously still holding on to some patterns that you needed to survive as a young person, but you don't need that now because
right.
you're an independent person taking care of a young person. And you, and listen, with every generation's evolution, like you look at your daughter, you marvel, you're like, damn, I wasn't happy like that when I'm back in the day. Hello. I look at my kids,
right,
I'm like,
right.
wow, damn, you're sticking up for yourself? Shoot, I never did that. So you see the evolution, you know, in the younger generation. So you don't want to carry any of that. And what better inspiration than your own child, so that you can, again, we go back to the theme of acts of kindness toward yourself. It's an act of self-love toward yourself. But it's tied,
right.
it's tied in communication, and which is tied into this accomplishment. I think it's going to work out, but you got to go through this little passageway, this journey, this portal. But everything's always a portal toward self-love. And everything's always toward our evolution. And I'm going to just turn this over to Lisa to see what she's
okay.
picked up. Yeah. But you guys are going to be okay.
Okay. Good.
Mm-hmm. Ultimately, you're going to be okay. I love that she's picking up on the communication part. I want to say because it's been a long time since we talked to you, but I want to say that's sort of a thing, like with the throat or communication.
Yeah.
See, I don't remember that. Mm-hmm.
Well, I seem to recall, and I could be wrong, but that at one point it was like, you know, take some tea with some honey and some ginger and, you know, put some stuff in there, something with your throat at one point when you weren't feeling well, or just something with your throat. So this is sort of an ongoing kind of symptom. It's not necessarily a bad thing. It's maybe one of those things that you're learning, especially growing up the way you grew up, where it's like, you know, you got to do it for yourself.
Right.
This is part of why it's important, is because it's true. You know, your kid is also watching you and feeding off your energy. And, you know, you would hope that she could also speak up for herself and say, yeah, well, you know, I really do need this. And, you know, and every generation is a little different, because now you get parents who are so attentive and they take care of everything that the kid literally has nothing to do. So,
right.
you know, you want to find that right balance. But this is it's far reaching. It's for you to work through. And it's also as a way for you to share with your child other options and ways to grow from, you know, where you were before to where you are now. And especially if you like the community you're in, being able to share that energy of, you know, I really enjoy this place, means that, you know, you're kind of setting your roots here and you're wanting to stay, and that attracts people who will also encourage you. Oh yeah, I want you to stay too. Look at this
mm-hmm.
opportunity, or I know somebody who's doing something here. So it's not so much the heaviness of responsibility when you're talking about it, although I'm sure in the back of your mind you're thinking, you know, it kind of is a big deal. I really would like to stay. But have it be
yes.
such a joy and excitement about staying, continuing on and continuing to forge those kinds of relationships, not only with the people, but with the land itself, with the services and the resources. I mean, all the reasons why you want to stay, you know, have that be infused in your conversations and talk about it. Talk about it with people that you know, talk about it with people you don't know, because you just don't know how
right.
it's going to turn out. But it's that kind of energy. I feel like that's the kind of power you can have. That's the kind of power we can all have with our communication. You know, there are some things that you can kind of dabble in, and just as a hobby, you take it up as a hobby, and all of a sudden, it's like that's what you know, and people can tell. Like, oh, they really. Oh, tell me more about this little hobby of yours, because it's not a little hobby for them. They're seeing that you light up when you're talking about it. That's the kind of power in the communication that you can have, and just like you can have the power of communication of telling the same story that can seem really heavy, but it's, you know, it's like this. Like your favorite movie, but it's like a horror movie. You know, the energy works either way. It doesn't really matter. But whatever it is you're putting your energy into, you know, that's what you're putting out there. And why not? If this is something, the focus was really about where, you know, we got to find a new place to stay, and I want to stay here, and I want to stay in this area. So work your magic literally in that way.
Right.
And that will also help with your, you know, with the throat stuff and the communication. Blue is nice and, you know, kind of a healing thing. Turquoise is more for the throat in terms of color, chakras. But I think this will be really helpful for you to continue to work your miracles. And just one more thing that you're adding to your list of gifts.
Mm.
It's good to hear from you.
Oh, thank you.
So I'm going to high school graduation. You better not wait that long.
Sorry, I've been out of touch.
No, don't you dare apologize. You know, listen, we only have one rule with our old-time, you know, long-time listeners. Let's just pick up where we left off, girl, please.
Right.
The energy is always present. So we love you. We love you for calling, and good luck with everything. And feel free to give us an update. It'd be great to hear from you, see what's going on.
Thank you.
All right, darling.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Dawn.
Take care. Bye. Oh, wow. So good to hear from her.
Yeah, I was hearing in the background, it sounded like there was somebody snoring. I don't know what that noise was. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know if it's snoring or if it was, you know, I'm at the beach. It's like the waves, but it wouldn't sound like that. I don't know.
I don't think it was on your end. I think it was. I don't know.
Oh no! It's not me because I'm inside. I'm looking at. But you know.
Yeah.
So
from her. I got you.
As far as my references would go, I'm like, well, it could be.
Yeah, it could be.
Could
this.
Be.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. But it just sounded like.
Coffee.
Yeah.
It could be.
Okay. It could be the sound of one hand clapping. Okay.
Right.
Let's not do that. The sound of one wing flapping. Okay, stop. Sounds of silence. Yes, shut up, Liz. Okay. How about that? Look at this 9/12 already. I always think, oh, 4th of July.
I know, you always say, it's going to happen.
We'll sit a spell.
We'll
sit a spell on the front porch. Drink some sweet tea. I don't know. Whatever you guys do over there.
Oh, my gosh. Well, we do have another hand raised,
of course. We're just working hard for the money. Okay. Well, listen, we'll catch up on Thursday. Oh, no, I say Thursday. We'll catch up on Tuesday. Okay.
I can call you later on and we can catch up.
Yeah, call me, girl.
Yeah, call me. All right.
Call me.
She's so silly.
And
good
all.
Morning.
Hey.
Is it Lolita?
Yes,
it
ma'am.
Oh, thank goodness. Thank goodness it's Lolita. Because then she no work. It's like, okay, that could be all sloppy. Hey, girl.
That could be all sloppy. Hilarious. So I heard the same thing, and I'm sitting here. I'm like, is that someone snoring, or is that my dad trying to come through? I'm just like, this is crazy. It's like, okay, so when the lady went off, it stopped. I'm like, okay, yeah, it's probably somebody around her or something. I don't know.
No, I'm like, what, hello? I didn't want to say anything because we were talking to her, but then when we got off the phone, I'm like, that was sounded like some cartoon snoring. Yeah, it's interesting.
That was like Z's.
There was Z's. How are you, beautiful?
I'm good. I'm in Maryland right now. I've been here since Saturday. I'm leaving out tomorrow.
You're not
going to
believe
in the morning.
I'm going to Maryland on a shoot on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And coming back on Tuesday. We're actually shooting near John Hopkins because for the documentary, our subject is going to John Hopkins. but we're doing some interviews of some friends that she went to school with around the time that she had her medical accident. And
that new show for TNT?
No, girl, it's my independent film. That's not out yet.
No, because there's a show coming out. They're role casting here. My brother-in-law now is going to, and my friend, my dad's best friend, are going Wednesday to interview for the new show in Laurel, and it's about a girl that medical thing, and then, it was like, okay, this is so weird. Okay, cool.
That's really funny. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that means that they're recruiting local, non-union local talent, which makes sense.
Yeah.
So, of course, yeah. No, I'm not doing that, although I did cast the first season, and I've never seen the show because just the concept grosses me out. The first season of Monsters Inside Me for Animal Planet. I did cast
never.
That, but I can't even, it's like there's a parasite, there's a worm, it's like, And what they do is when they have the actual person describing what happened, then they cast silent reenactments, but you have to cast people that look somewhat or can be representative of the people that are actually retelling their story. Needless to say, I only did one season. But anyway, and have never watched the show. I'm scratching myself just thinking about it. Okay, anyway. But yeah, people love that show. But yeah, that's good. No. But this is for a film that I've been working on for a few years now, and we are, as of this time next week, we'll be 95% done with shooting. And I had a meeting yesterday about post-production with my editor and my sound designer, and it's real. It's great. I don't even know how. We got to this stage miraculously, and with everything going on in my personal life, crazy. My editor thought, he was surprised that I was like, so you're gonna still continue? I'm like, where am I going? Yeah. So, going to Baltimore, so I'm excited. Don't know how much I'm going to see because I'll be working, but I'm excited.
Yeah, we went to the National Inner Harbor yesterday in the MGM Casino. It was pretty cool.
Oh, damn, there's a beach over there? Yeah, of course there's a beach over there. It's Maryland, right.
Not really, but it's a good place to visit. Nice, interesting spot.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I passed through there. I think I had lunch there several years ago at this wonderful restaurant facing the water when I was en route to someplace else. Anyway, that's crazy. So you're there now?
Yeah, I was here. My sister got engaged on Saturday. Yeah. So some of the family members came out, and they came out with like over 150 people for the ceremony.
Wow.
So I leave tomorrow. I got to take the 3 o'clock morning flight. So just
3 a.m.
Damn. Yeah. Gotta get. I don't know. For some reason, I got on the way here. I had to take a red eye, and then going back, I do. But
That's
what we have to do when you got to come to a function. Just enjoy it.
Right. Right. And are you gonna and. Since now summer has started, have you noticed a shift with your business?
I look forward to seeing the shift when I get back.
Good.
Okay. Yeah.
Good. No,
so
it's happening. It's happening. It's happening. And I know you're not asking anything, but there's I'm getting a kind of like it's interesting, like today's theme is communication, whether it's communication with the self, everything always points towards self-love, clearly, but I don't know if it's on your end or it's around you, but there's is there somebody around you that's afraid to communicate something to you? Are you picking that up from anybody?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've always picked that up when it comes to my family and me.
Okay, yeah. Ooh. All right. So there's and it's very, I don't know who it is, but it wouldn't be an obvious choice. It wouldn't be the first person you would think of. So pay attention. It might be, yeah, just pay attention. And the thing is, things get revealed on a need-to-know basis. But I'm just feeling that there is a, not so much a fear, but there is a concern and a almost like a melancholy. It's not like, because people can be easily intimidated by you when they can't see past themselves, okay?
Right.
It's a little bit different than that. It's not the typical, you know, that people will be like, oh, she's, because people kind of do that with me a little bit, like, you know, she's a thug, she's this, she's, no, I'm not. You're not really either, but they don't see past the exterior. But there's like a, yeah, there's a melancholy. There's an energy of like a melancholy. So just pay attention to that. And again, it's tied to some sort of communication. It's not like you're going to hear bad news, but somebody wants to relate to you their perspective on things, or that they're feeling a bit sensitive toward things that I don't think you're aware of. So I'll just leave you with that, because that's coming in pretty strong.
Mm. Well, it's interesting that you say that, because mm-hmm. before I go today, that's what I'm waiting on right now, for the person that my dad's power attorney, I want to get a copy of the will. I made it really quite clear that I'm leaving without it.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Okay, that's why I'm picking up on it very strongly. So maybe flip it in terms of, like, you could know that inside, that conviction, but you don't need to express it. They already know. You can feel it on the inside. But switch up your approach a little bit.
I said it when I got here, and then I haven't said anything.
Good, 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 good. Then that's really being on the right track. So probably, and that wasn't that. That was, you haven't been there that long, just a few days, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so it really wasn't that long ago, but that stayed. They heard you, but that might have triggered some things. So
it's business.
What happened? Your
I
sister?
Said it's business.
It's business. But see, because you're a thug. See, you're able to do that. You're able to do that. I'm able to do that, you know? And it's not everyone's really able to sort of separate and just be about, okay, taking care of business. Yeah, so just be in, and it's funny because I said this to you years ago, and it's funny, a lot of times I forget what I say to people, but something's coming back. Do you remember, this is like 5 years ago, I said to you, I think we had a private session, I said you need to be in observation mode.
That's basically the last 5 years of my life I've been in, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but in this case, it's coming like that, I'm getting that message again.
Oh, I was in observation mode all week.
There you go. Okay, well, this is validating all of that then.
Yeah, I think through my journey, I've learned to just observe.
Right.
Not say too much. And it's just not here. It's just
No, it's universal.
Everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and sometimes, you know, when you just have to sit back and just pay attention to certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Like I found out, you know, just through, we had to go to one of his in-law's house or their family's house on Sunday to go eat lunch. And half the sister-in-laws and wives that came into the family are just so jealous. So someone's already performing stuff on my sister. It's like, my God.
Mm.
I was like, you know, so a lot of things are being revealed just by me being here.
Right. Well, your trigger, for whatever reason, that's always been your role. And not just this life, many, many lifetimes. It's interesting. Mm. Yeah. Very interesting. So, yeah, and the thing is, what's good is that, you know, you are leaving early, you know, in the middle of the night tomorrow morning. And, yeah, all will be revealed in the way that it needs to be. And you'll know who that person is that's having a hard time. And if you approach them, like, you'll know, just intuitively you'll know. If you approach them in a way that they don't expect you to, that's the key. You'll know.
That's the key. Okay. So then there's another topic then.
Okay, girl.
My dad's brother is here, and
okay.
There's a house in India that I need to see the will to make sure that my dad passed it down to either me or my brother or my sister. So that way, if he did, that means I have to go head-to-head with him, because in India, there's some stuff that was done that wasn't that was done shady. So I have to approach that person. So that's why seeing the copy of the will is just for that. I'm not expecting any money from my dad. That's one thing. Me and my brother just said that for many years. Really, we're not in expectation mode at all.
But why do you have to go through the brother? You can't go to – was there somebody that drew up those papers?
No, I have the – I kind of have those papers not written in my language, but over there is a whole different stuff, man. Like,
right, of course.
Stuff was
right.
done.
Different
like,
system. Sure, sure,
yeah.
Sure. Yeah, I'm picking up on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that's probably
approach, yeah, so I'm, approach – so this is your uncle?
Yeah, yeah.
Approach him in a way – if you can really be objective and think about how he assumes, you know how people just will make, like old school people too, will just make snap judgments about, well, she's like this, like, oh, she crazy, she this, she that. Whatever it is, it will, that one thing, that your perception of his perception or your understanding of his perception of you, you take that and you do the opposite.
Okay.
So whatever that means, if he thinks, oh, my God, sometimes she's kind of boisterous and loud, then you're going to approach him gently and quietly. That's what I'm saying. So that you'll identify what that is. You'll know what that is.
Yeah,
if he thinks you're always joking around, you're going to be sensitive and serious, not somber, not angry serious, but you're going to be respectful. You know, if he feels you could be disrespectful, you don't take it like that, but maybe from his generation, he thinks that you could be flippant and disrespectful. You're going to be very formal, you know, using the formal pronouns and all of that, very respectful. Doesn't mean submissive. You understand what I'm saying? That's how you're going to find out the best way to approach this situation. Does that make sense?
Yeah, he's from over there, so they never grew up with us, so
right.
The first time.
He's so Americanized. He doesn't know what to do with you.
We kind of like, we haven't even talked bit, like anything about that. I just asked him to make sure he writes me an itemized list because he bought everything
from
my
sister. Okay, let me just say this right now. Make sure you write me. You're like bossing him.
No, I wasn't saying anything. I was just telling you that the only topic we had is I just needed to have the receipts for
my
sister's
stuff. Did you ask him for that?
Yeah, because we have
to. Okay, wait. I'm not asking because why? No. Can you repeat the exact way that you asked him for this?
It's, yeah, my language, so it's kind of a little backwards, but, I mean, I just told him, like, I asked him where did he want to go and around here to visit before he goes back to India so I can book his tickets.
Good.
And then I said, just make sure that you do an ESOP, which means it's just a list of all the items that you brought for her so that way we can return the money to you. Because my father's no longer here, I have to pay for everything.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
And it's because we don't want the money to interfere with our relationship.
Right.
That's one thing. I really don't want anything to happen. My dad has left us in a bind and nothing. So I'm doing the best that I can. So at least I want to pay him back by either traveling, you know, doing whatever I could do, you know.
Right.
So, yeah.
Right. Okay. So just soften that a little bit. I'm not saying you're doing it in a hard way, but see, he's not used to a woman talking to him. You know,
well, it's a culture thing.
It's a culture thing, exactly. So it's a cultural
thing.
Nobody's
supposed to right now.
Right, exactly. And, you know, and you are a unicorn. You're like one of a kind. So, I'm picking up on this because it's to support you and it's to your advantage. So I hope it makes sense.
No, I totally make sense. This is new for me, too. Like I had to sit with the adult yesterday. Do you know how new this is for me? I'm like,
you're crazy. Yeah, you're
going to
be like, can
father.
I twerk? Where can I twerk? I can twerk in the sari. Watch me. Boom. No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the whole thing. So it really is a culture clash. But it's also showing you your grace and your maturity because you got to do what you got to do because of your father's legacy and because this has forced you to enter another realm of adulthood that is brand new territory. I get it. So, but you're fine. It's good. And I know you're not even questioning that because you know you're good. You're absolutely
yeah.
fine.
No, you're I'm fine. Good. Everything will work out on its own.
Everything is working out. Not will.
Yep.
It's working out. And just on, and again, what I said earlier, just approach everything in the spirit of allowance. Like, I'm just going to have an experiment. Let me just allow things to unfold. Let me just step back
okay.
and allow things to unfold. Try that a little bit too, sweetheart.
That's what I've been doing all week.
All right, good.
Like,
then I'm picking
back.
Up on it, then you're on the right track.
Yeah, I'm just letting it come to, like, I had didn't interfere with any of the engagements. Like, his
good.
Family is, like, picked up everything.
Good.
It was very emotional for me because
sure.
it's like, okay, I have to do this ritual, that ritual. I'm like, I said, holy shit. Like, it was overwhelming.
Yeah, yeah, and that's what's going on, right. So be patient and kind with yourself. Everything's working out. Everything's working out. Hug your uncle if you can. That will really
Oh yeah, we
do.
You. We were
good.
We're very jovial together. That's a great thing. We're very close.
That's good.
The time
so just,
that I spent.
So that's good. So lead. That's wonderful. And you are very jovial. And you have a wonderful spirit. So just lead with that. That will carry you through the rest of your time there. The jovial spirit. And have a wonderful time. And safe travels. And love to Adam when you see him. And call us when you get back and let us know how everything went.
You got it. Appreciate
it. All right, my
it.
Love. Good to hear from you.
Bye.
Love you.
Thanks. Love you. Bye.
All right. So just checking with you because we're over time, but I don't want to leave anybody behind. Is anybody in the queue?
No, we're good.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, damn. I went from, oof. Is she awake? All right. So, great show. I don't know why I keep, six, seven years later, I'm like, oh, it's a holiday. Nah, we're just going to
Every holiday. But
every holiday. Thanksgiving,
every holiday,
Christmas Eve, Christmas, Easter. It don't matter. Nope. Here we go. All right. So, great show as always. Thank you so much. If you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thank you, callers. Thank you, Elisa, for a wonderful show. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling
to you.
Have a wonderful day, everybody. And happy 4th for those of you that
happy
celebrate.
Fourth.
Happy 4th. Love you.
Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye.